order ending masks on public transportation. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A federal judge in Florida today voiding the federal requirement that passengers wear masks on airplanes, trains, subways, and buses. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
So this is obviously a disappointing decision. The CDC continues recommending wearing a mask in public transit.
The requirement was set to expire today, but was extended until early May by the CDC, which wanted to study the impacts of the Omicron coronavirus BA2 subvariants. President Volodymyr Zelensky has formally submitted Ukraine's answers to a questionnaire from the European Union. The move comes as Russia widens its attacks in Ukraine. The U.S. and South Korea pledging a strong response to North Korea's recent string of missile tests.
Diplomats in Washington and Seoul remain open to talks with North Korea, but are also agreeing on a strong response to what officials call destabilizing behavior from Kim Jong-un's regime. North Korea has fired at least 13 weapons tests this year, and concerns are growing of a new nuclear test. This week in Pyongyang said it tested a new tactical guided weapon. Analysts believe it is likely a short-range ballistic missile. U.S. offers have focused on easing sanctions in return for North Korea abandoning its nuclear program. Those negotiations have been stalled since 2019.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Kenyans coming in first in the men's and women's division of today's Boston Marathon.
Evans Chebet won the race in a time of 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 51 seconds. For the second year in a row, a Kenyan won the women's race. Perez Jepchirchir, who won the Olympics gold medal in Tokyo last summer, and last year's New York City Marathon, won a sprint to the finish line at Boylston Street in Boston. Her race time, 2 hours, 21 minutes, 2 seconds.
Fox's Jared Max. Stocks ending the day in negative territory. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Tens of millions of Americans are expected to file last-minute returns before tonight's tax deadline hits. Experts say electronic filing of your taxes improves accuracy and speeds up payment of any refund you're due. Easter turned deadly in a Miami-area home.
At least one of four people shot inside a Miami-Dade County, Florida house on Sunday is now dead, and others are recovering from injuries. The commotion drew the attention of neighbors.
I heard gunshots. I heard a guy yelling, saying, "Oh, I got shot." And I heard the commotion of everybody yelling. Then I saw when they were dragging him out.
Those neighbors gathered to watch EMTs load victims onto stretchers. They say they didn't know the residents of the home. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Authorities in Chicago discovered three bodies from waterways in just under 24 hours.
Police in Chicago say the body of a male was recovered Saturday morning from Lake Michigan. The same day, two women were later found dead hours apart in separate areas of the Chicago River. All three deaths are under investigation and autopsies are planned. One of the women has been identified as 80-year-old Yuet Sang. The other two identities have not yet been released. And police right now are not saying that the two river cases are related. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Food and Drug Administration is investigating Lucky Charms cereal after dozens of customers complained of illness after eating it. The FDA has gotten more than 100 complaints about the cereal so far this year. People had posted to food safety websites complaining of nausea, diarrhea, and vomiting after eating Lucky Charms. Maker General Mills says it's aware of the reports and takes them seriously, but it says its own investigation has turned up no evidence that customers have been sickened by its cereal. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.